Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Carissa. How may I help you?
Hi, what company am I talking to?
We're a third-party call center. We do so many different gadgets, face creams, and supplement products.
Okay. Now, I just received an email from you guys saying that you were Home Depot and that I was going to receive a drill kit, and then when I turned around and it was shipping was all that I had to pay. When you asked for my credit card, I turned it in to you guys, and I was being charged for an insurance also, which came out to $59, and my bank declined it. And when I called and talked to them, they informed me that they put a decline on my credit card, and they told me to call you and tell you to take me off your database. That means my email address, my name, and my phone number, and that you must do so legally.
Okay. May I get your zip code?
You want to know what? I just moved here, so I'm... Hang on a second.
Okay.
Hey, Steph. Stephanie. What's my zip code?
43832. Mm-hmm. Okay. May I have your first and last name?
Tammy Miller.
Yes, ma'am. So it says here, is the email WI?
Willow Hill. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it says here that the account was canceled. It's not. So on my end, it shows me differently. So once it goes black, that means it declined the whole account, the whole payment. Mm-hmm. So nothing mm-hmm. went through. So I can just cancel this, your name and everything out. So you won't get any further payments.
I won't get any further payment. You will take me off your mailing list and mm-hmm. it will not go out to another person.
Correct.
Okay. Because in other words, you won't sell my name and address to anybody.
Yes, ma'am.
I know that that's how it works also, and the bank told me that also.
All right, let me get that handle for you. Just give me a few seconds.
And they said legally you have to do that.
Can I get your phone number?
Yes, it's 330-323-9830.
You said 330.
323-9830.
Okay.
Because that was fraudulent, really and truthfully. Because you guys were doing something that you did not claim you were doing. And you were a company that you claimed you were not. You still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm just getting that canceled out for you.
I did telemarketing at one point, and I'll be real honest with you. I would never work for that company and know what I and know what you have to know, regardless of what they're paying you. When I did the telemarketing, I knew exactly what I was working for.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, I was able to cancel that out for you. I do have a confirmation number as well.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let me write this down. Okay.
It'll be the letter C.
Mm-hmm.
920.
Okay.
825.
Okay.
552.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and that'll be the full confirmation number.
Okay. Is that everything then?
Yes, I won't. No, ma'am. Everything is done on my end. Everything is canceled out and put in, so they won't try to charge your card anymore.
And that my name will not be sold to anybody.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I do know, you know, like I did telemarketing before, and I do know that lists are sold with people's names and addresses on it. And I know from the bank that it's still done, so. And I'll be real honest with you, I called some little old ladies before, and had I not known what was going on and had my bank not been on top of it and text me immediately, I would have gotten ripped off by your company. And a little old lady wouldn't know the difference if her, you know, and that's really sad. So, you know, bless you if you keep working for the company and you can live with that.
Yes, ma'am. So.
Okay, honey. Well, you have a good day and hopefully you'll do what's right.
Thank you so much for calling customer support, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.